Rowley Waititi is in the mix too, as he should be. Tēnā koe, Rowley.
Morena, Dale. Wotira, morena, tātou.
What did you make of that?
I don't make too much of it. Winston has his political strategy, and so do we. And Tiwi Māori, we are building this movement. This is about the long game. So he'd know what a long game looks like, and so we're in the same type of thinking. We're building a movement, and if you have a look at the night of the election, the Māori Party was one of the, if not the most successful party, in terms of the seats that we'd won. And by this afternoon, we could increase that. Winston would hope that we would, because if we do, he's the one that benefits out of it going into a national elect government.
Yeah, well,
so he should be thanking me.
yeah, maybe he should too. You can straighten him out when you get a chance to see him down in Wellington. I did touch on him because, for us out in Civvy Street, it seems a long time for these counts. But, gee, they're taking on a real importance and significance. As you have rightly touched on, you'd be pretty upbeat. Certainly the runs in Taitukuro and in Tamaki Makaurau, just 500 splitting the candidates, would suggest that there's going to be some good news or bad news either way coming for Te Pāti Māori. How confident are you, or is it still very much in that speculative lane at this stage of the process and on the morning of the day we find out for sure what's going on?
Yeah, it would be all speculative, but I'm pretty confident that, like you said, there was under 500 votes between the candidates in Te Taitokero and also Tamaki Makaurau. And so we're waiting, eagerly for the results to come out. But when you look at the amount of, there was 20% of the vote that has been uncounted. So we took about 568,000 votes still to be counted. Those are not National Act votes. Those people are pretty organised. They're usually to the left. Usually our people, having registered, voted outside of their areas, a change of address, and then you got the overseas votes. That's usually, the case. So it's going to be a hell of a fight in the specials. But I'm pretty confident that that our people came through for us, because you couldn't see a turn on in some of the seats. And if you look at Waikato Hauraki, that was a stronghold for Labour and the Maimahuta. And you look at Te Taitunga, which was a stronghold for Labour, and the Tirikatene whānau turn, and the others didn't get the memo. So I'm pretty confident, and I'm looking forward to the results this afternoon.
Tēnā koe, as the rest of the country are as well, if the cards don't fall Winston's way and he's in opposition, can you guys work together?
Well, it'd be very hard because at the moment it's there at the moment, right? And you've got a couple of marginal seats in Labour. There was 30 votes between Twyford and the person he was running for in the national seat for Te Atatū. There's also the there's also the distribution of the votes that of the parties that didn't get in. So I don't see that, I think Winston will be there. There's already an overhang created by Te Pāti Māori by winning the other two seats that, so we'd say Parliament has 120 seats, we're at 121 at the moment. But it's about ensuring that we continue to, see, Winston is from the old ilk. They're about compromise. He only knows one way. At Te Pāti Māori, this is a new, we've got to be innovative and creative in this particular space to ensure that our political voice is heard. And their tangata whenua issues and their tangata whenua and our tangata whenua policies, like you said, we had very, very good policies. I'm not going to deny him of that kōrero, because he's absolutely right. But he says shouting from the rafters, absolutely not. Like I said, we've been in opposition since 1840. We don't care about his type of politics. We got a lot over the line from opposition, and he understands what how strong a voice can be from the crossbenches. So this is ensuring that our unapologetic, unseated, unfettered, and unbridled Māori voices in Parliament ensuring that our Māori issues are pushed across the line. We will get policy across the line, from the crossbenches, and we will continue to be that strong Indigenous Māori voice for our people.
Interesting, because in our Māori way, we afford our respect. You certainly have that for him in a Māori sense, but does that go out the door politically?
Oh, look, you know, you'll still push your political issues, but you don't leave your values and principles behind. That's the thing. And I know that we will go head-to-head on political issues and get paid in. That's like when I go to a Marae or Hapu meeting, you do the same respectfully. But at the end of the day, you know, I don't just focus on what my job is, and that's to ensure that we continue to push our kaupapa, that we continue to push for a Tiriti Centric Aotearoa, that we continue to push for an Aotearoa Hau. What does that Aotearoa Hau look like? It looks like being a healthy tangata whenua, being the tangata whenua our people deserve us to be able to look after our manuhiri at the gateway, at the wahanga of our whare, of our marae, to ensure that when they come onto the marae, that we welcome them, that we feed them, that we house them, that we care for them, that we love them, and all our policies are based on their kaupapa.
Tēnā koe. You know, we learn from the careers of others. What do you think you might have learnt from a guy like him I think he's certainly the longest serving Māori politician that we have. Have you picked up some tips along the way? Is there anything about the style politically that he carries that you might utilise in the future?
Probably not. There's nothing. We've got different kaupapa. We're serving different constituents. We're serving different people.
He says he's serving Māori, though. He says he's serving Māori. Do you disagree with that?
Well, he's not mandated by Māori. And so our vote is 100% Māori. Who put us there? And so he's not mandated by Māori. In actual fact, this is the total opposite in terms of the people who put him there. And he don't care about the 95% out there. He just cares about the 5% he's after, which is usually elderly Pākehā.
And elderly Māori. And the Māori vote for him across the years has been significant.
Well, I can tell you what, I've got my vote that put me there is 100% Māori, because I'm in the Māori electorate. That's the difference. And so, and the other four seats that we have at this particular time are 100% Māori voted. They're 100% Māori mandated. And that's the same with those who will get those seats this afternoon.
It's going to be really interesting, and as we said right at the start, you know, we're sort of speculating somewhat, but what else can we do? What do you make of the process 3 weeks since the vote and only understanding the outcome of it today?
Yeah, to me, it's a long time. Even today is going to take a long time to get to that 1:30 result, and so kāroha to those who have to wait, but you know, we've been waiting for a long time. Tiwi Māori have been in wait mode for a long time, and so today will show us where we're at, what the cards look like on the table. We're open Mazir today, I'm looking forward to the results, because in actual fact, regardless of where they fall, at the end of the day, we know what our cards are. And we can head into the next 3 years, doubling our numbers. And so we've gone up 400% already, because we only won one seat, and now we have four, from 2020 to 2023. And so I am absolutely elated about the movement, the growth of Te Pāti Māori, the growth of our Māori movement inside and outside the house. And this is about running a marathon and not a sprint.
Tēnā koe, thanks for sharing some time with us. Rā, wiri, ngā mihi.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe. It all will be revealed.